Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got an up-and-coming sensation, Lou Ratchet, on the podcast. How you feeling, man?
Appreciate you. I'm good, bro. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Got you. You've been thinking about that for a while?
Yeah, that's my nigga. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world.
There it is. That sounded a little bit not white enough, though. My voice is like unmistakably just Caucasian as fuck. How you feeling?
I'm straight, bro. I've been, trying to get rid of the roaches in my crib and shit.
Really?
I got roaches, bro.
Do you really?
Real life roaches.
I've had that problem as well.
But they wood roaches, though. Like, so it's like where I live, there's trees and shit. Like, I can't. I'm cussing too much?
No.
All right, but by all
means, what, you think I look at you? That means you're cussing too much? No,
yeah.
we encourage that.
Like, I don't know, bro. I tried to spray. I tried to put the bait out. It's over.
Yeah. It's over. That's a terrible film. My first spot where we used to do the No Jumper interviews, I saw Hood Rich Pablo Juan like jump out of his fucking seat because there was a roach crawling over the place, and that was just happening like randomly throughout interviews. Roaches everywhere.
Yeah, I had one crawl on me while I was trying to sleep. I was shook.
That's a good point. People, you get to the point in your life where you don't have roaches and you take it for granted.
That's what I'm saying.
You trying to get there?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Trying to find your way to a post-roach existence.
How you been though, bro?
Great, man. Actually, it was weird. Like, you came in and my kid was here. I had like a surprise visit for my kid. So then it's like, I'm code switching. Like, I'm in fucking interview mode and then I'm like dad mode. And it's like, holy fuck, I've never had to do these at the same time before.
Yeah. I fucks with her. She cool as hell. That's my little cousin. What's her name?
Parker Mack.
Parker.
She already has
G.
She's
straight up G'd up.
She got a hood name from C Mac the Look. You told
that's my nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
Said Parker Mack. So,
all right.
I'm riding with that.
Tell her, I said, where your mom at?
What's up with Pittsburgh? That's where you're from?
Ooh, I love Pittsburgh, man. I just recently moved to ATL and shit. And
okay.
I miss Pittsburgh already, bro. Like, I'm damn near thinking about going back already. I fucks with Pittsburgh heavy.
Really?
You ever been there?
I don't know. Probably not.
You gotta go. You look like you would eat Permanis and shit, bro. Like,
is that the spot?
Yeah.
What kind of food is that?
I don't know. They be making sandwiches and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to have sandwiches. There's only so many ways to put food together.
Yeah.
But, okay, what was your upbringing like out there?
I mean, I grew up on the Hill District. It's kind of rough. Chauncey Drive, to be specific. Shout out to everybody up Chauncey. It's projects. It's just like everywhere else, bro. Like, you know right. what I mean? You just go through regular shit. But I mean, yeah, that's about it.
I was watching a video of you and a bunch of other people, I think, in like the projects.
Yeah, my people.
But you're all roasting each other, like.
Oh, the Get Ratchet. Yeah, we try to do like some hood, low budget, like wilding out type shit.
And I felt like this is like kind of a peek into what the average person from this area is like.
Yeah. We all ripped. That's all how we came up. Like everybody make fun of each other type shit. That's like the first thing you learn when you're a little kid type shit. Just start flaming niggas. You know what I mean? Go ahead. Big head, little neck nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Just little shit. You throw your little, yeah, from the womb, you just come out knowing how to rip type shit.
Yeah, because when I was watching that, everybody's jokes, at least for the segment I was watching, were like predicated on like, I'm so broke that.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is so the opposite yeah, of LA where yeah. everybody's fake rich. It's like so weird to hear people actually acknowledging that they're
right,
broke.
Right, right, right. I like to just keep it real. You see me with the Crocs on, like I ain't got no money, bro.
If you really, you don't got no money?
I mean, I'm.
You hopped on the plane and flew out here. It can't be that dire.
Yeah, but this like an investment type shit. I'm broke as hell, bro. Like I'm straight though. I'm good.
Right. I feel it.
Oh yeah, and I'm from the same hood as Jimmy Wapo. If y'all know about Elm Street and all that shit.
Rest in peace, right?
Yeah, R.I.P. Wapo.
Yeah, he died the same day as us.
He would have been one of the best. Like if he is still here, hands down, top five type shit. Like right now.
Damn, you feel like he was kind of the next man, big hope for the city.
Not even just the city, for the rap game. Period. I feel like dude was slept on for real. Like yeah, just because Pittsburgh, we like city of the underdogs type shit.
Right. Definitely. Does that, but like growing up, were you, did you find yourself attracted to like comedy and trying to make people laugh from a real young age?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was always like, I was quiet. Don't get me wrong. Like growing up, I was always quiet, but then like I would have my little outbursts and shit like that. Like, yeah, it's just like a way of like, I don't know, like some niggas rap, I do comedy. Like you gotta get that shit out some way. Like even like in my comedy, like I'll put trauma in my comedy. Like everybody got their own little outlet where I'm from. You know what I mean? Like you might draw, you might do art, do whatever, like, but that's just my way of doing it type shit.
Who are you influenced by though that you were looking at on the internet?
I would say on the internet?
Yeah, or really, on TV,
I ain't
whatever.
Big on the internet comedy. Okay. Honestly, like I more so grew up like watching the legends, like Dave Chappelle, he number one. Richard Pryor, easy. Like, I feel like he don't get the respect. You know what I mean? Because he was back in the day. Like, a lot of people don't go back and dig up his shit, but Richard Pryor was a bad motherfucker. Like, I fucks with him.
This is true.
And Eddie Murphy. I would say Eddie Murphy.
So you were, like, more a fan of the classics, and then you sort of figured out how to translate it into social media
content?
Oh,
I can't leave out, like, Mike Epps, because I feel like he brought something that wasn't really, like, that hood comedy. Like, nobody really dug that deep into it. Like, Mike Epps really took it there. Like, I like,
I respect that. But so do you feel like, did that just occur to you that you weren't going to go the regular comedian route?
Nah. To keep it real with you, I wasted a lot of time. Like, I did. I went to college and shit. Like, and that, man.
For what?
Wasted a lot of time. Labor and employment relations, basically HR. So I was in there with them, you know what I mean? Doing a lot of HR.
You were going to be the guy that I would go to be
if
like,
you wanted
hey,
a job.
Laura smacked my ass on the job and I'm pissed and I'm.
That's how
you were
going to
be the one mediating
so,
those.
So she touched you, bro? Yeah. So here's how we going to do that.
She didn't, for the record. She would never touch me. But
cool. Shout out to Laura, though.
But that, like, why did you think that that was something that you were going to be involved in?
Bro, it was like, I knew, all right, so I had somebody who was already doing that type joint. You know what I mean? Like somebody, like a. Not a family member per se, but it was like a friend of the family type joint. And it's like, I don't know. I just took it. It was the easy route. Keep it all the way real with you. I couldn't do no engineer. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just go in there and
Just be a human who helps other humans relate to each other, right? No, because, okay, I know a dude like who owns like a big company, and he told me, he's like, once we got to this number of employees, we had to get an HR person. And I'm like, why? And he's like, you know, if one of them feels like they're sexually harassed by the other one, or one of them feels uncomfortable, in which we get an HR person, it's like an insurance policy so that they are going to have a harder time suing you. Yeah. I was just like, holy fuck, that is so depressing that at some point I'm going to have to invest in that.
Bro, I hated that shit. I used to be in there with my, I was the only nigga in there. They was always coming at me because I like do little shit. Like, I don't know. I was always like, I had like a certain mentality. I couldn't dedicate myself to the job because it's like, I really, y'all ain't doing shit for me type shit. So I just like leave work early, like sneak out, steal shit, like little petty shit from the job. You know what I mean?
Gotta steal.
And it's like, you feel what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. So like, I don't know. And then one day, the whole thing that just made me like, all right, I'm out. Chicky was, they was like, she was beefing with me, right? But she was doing some shit like through this little chat. We had this little chat joint. So she like sending something to another chick, but she ain't know. I got the chat joint. She talking shit like, if he does that, if he leaves again, I'ma kill him. I'm like, ho, little shorty. And yeah, I just dipped up out of there after that, basically.
You're over it.
Yeah.
Were you influenced by Toby from HR, from The Office? Never seen The Office.
I take it back.
If you ain't seen The Office, you're not gonna know. But trust, he's like the best human relations officer ever.
Yeah, I fuck with Steve Carell heavy.
Yeah, he hated him on the show. Right, he held him back from being funny a lot.
I got you.
Okay, but so you waste all the time trying to do HR, and then what?
And then, ooh, you going like this, bro. I went into the sex rated, the X rated. You know what I mean?
I knew that's where he was going with that. I knew it was going to be something porno related.
Yeah, I tried that, bro. That shit was crazy. Like, and it definitely, like, we was on the, like, little feature page and all that shit. Like, I was doing a little bit, but, bro, the money wasn't coming in.
But wait, like, what were you doing exactly?
Like, on Pornhub and shit. Like, you know what I mean? My name was, like, not my name, but, you know what I mean?
You were a cam girl.
Oh, me? Nah, I'm saying that. You know what I mean? her right there. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like.
So you be providing the D.
I mean, not no more, not on camera. I be chilling now, but like,
right.
That's what I was doing, bro. Yeah.
You were.
I was trying to just make it any way out, and then I'm like, yo, that shit. I was trying. Yeah, I don't know.
I love a story of someone who makes it up out the hood through their penis.
My nigga.
You know?
I ain't gonna say I made it though, bro. The niggas was sleeping me.
Well, you left the hood at least for a little while.
Yeah, I got work on that pipery. Mm. You know what I mean?
I know a guy.
All right.
Brian Pumper.
Oh, I know dude too. Not knowing, but yeah, I know you talking
about. He could help you out.
Yeah.
We had a girl in here the other day who we were asking her if she knew Brian Pumper, and she was like, all my friends fucked him. He's a piece of. I'm like, wow, that's so amazing.
You get around.
Yeah.
You fuck with from back in the day, Wesley Pipes. Stupid little white bitch.
Did he say that?
Yeah, no, he would just say wildest shit. Like, bro, he was a nasty nigga. I fucked with Wesley Pipes though.
I never got into like racial porn. Where, like, they're sort of pressing the issue in that.
Not even saying that, but he just got around, bro. He was definitely the man back in like, I feel like early 2000s. So like when I was a little kid, when you first start tuning in, yeah, that's what it was him, Mr. Marcus, yeah.
He's
niggas
still big.
Like that. For real?
I think so.
That's what's up. Shout out to Mr. Marcus, man.
Yeah. No, if you're reliable as a porn dude, there's a lot of, you could be in the game. Because
yeah, there's only a few dudes, though. There's a lot of women you see go through that industry.
A lot of weirdos. Dudes. A lot of weird dudes who, like, fucking end up, like, you know, addicted to drugs and shit, and the girls hate them.
For real.
I've had girls, like, complain to me, be like, oh, these dudes come in, they smell like shit. They stink like alcohol. They've been out all night partying. They show up on the job, no sleep, and they just can't get hard. I'm like, fuck, that's crazy.
Damn. See, that's yeah, it's a wild industry, I guess.
Okay. So then your porn career didn't work out?
Hell no. Nah. I'm going to say, like, basically, no. Nah. Overall, hell no. Nah. So I left that. And then, like, I put up a little comedy video. Like, I don't even remember. My first video was, like, then they're, like, clowning my job type shit or some shit like that. But like, I don't know, that joint did a little bit of numbers, and I just from then on, I was like, all right, I might as well stick with this. But it was like some shit, like I was like the class clown and all that in high school, so I'm like, all right, I could do this. Like, you know what I mean? So I just kept pumping out content, keep pumping it out.
Because when I went back on your YouTube channel, the first thing I found was the Pittsburgh Crips skit.
See, that ain't even, I was already, yeah, no, I had some joints, but they wasn't making no money. I just took them joints down.
Really?
Yeah.
You trying to keep it like quality on the channel?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So I took it serious after a minute. So I'm like, all right, get all the trash up out there and put that up there, yeah.
Right. So were you getting some traction? Were people actually fucking with it from the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what kept me going. Like, it was just people from my hood that knew me, people from the city just showing love. Like, and it was just like, they just kept saying, keep going. You got something with this. And I'm like, all right, let's get it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, on one hand, if you start just making funny videos that are being shared on Twitter and Instagram and shit, it's like, it's good, but also there's no money associated with it, but it lets you know that people are reacting to it. Like, how did you feel about it? Were you excited about this opportunity that people were, you know?
I was, but I was more so scared. I ain't want to be the nigga who was just like, all right, you funny, you got some followers, but I ain't making no money. And I dealt with that for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't really making no money off of it.
Right.
That shit weak.
But just knowing that many people are like, even interacting with your shit has got to feel pretty good at a certain point in comparison to like being unknown, just dude from the hood, to even have, you know, thousands of people seeing your shit has got to feel kind of crazy, right?
But even that though, like, it's like the same shit I went through in high school is the same shit now. It's just on a bigger stage type shit. Like in high school, everybody was running up to me. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Definitely had love in high school, but little shit like that. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, when I think about it, there's just been a lot of people who've kind of come up. Like, it seemed so novel to me at first, like when I was interviewing Boonk or some shit.
Yeah.
And, like, now that just seems like, you know, I mean, his shit is, like, kind of extra fucked up.
He was doing, like, prank type shit.
And just stealing shit. Yeah, or all the people who were, like, smashing milk jugs in the 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
that was a wild era.
Well, you think them was real, though? He was really just going in, just going wilding out, like them cars and all that?
I think at a certain point it was real, and then I think over time he kind of started. But Boonk was always someone who said that he didn't like doing stuff that was fake at all. So, like, I think more of his shit was real than most people, which is why it was unsustainable.
I respect it.
Yeah. You never got into, like, doing pranks or anything?
Hell,
you
know, no. Focus on the comedy shit? I ain't even trying to go down that route, bro. I ain't trying to get hit up, get wet up, none of that.
Yeah.
Chilling.
That was the best, dude. The best was when on YouTube, when you first started to see like prank in the hood.
Yeah.
And it would just be somebody getting the shit beat out of him. But I feel like that shit might have been real for a little bit and then turned fake so quick.
You could tell how dry it be sometimes that joint be set up. I know what you're talking about, though, the pranks and shit.
Yeah. It's just like white people thinking, like, I'm going to go to the hood and like pretend to fart on someone. And then they're just getting their head cracked. And it's like, that was like so satisfactory to watch just because you're like, yes. That's why you shouldn't have done this. You're getting beat up.
I feel it.
Fuck yeah. So being from Pittsburgh, though, did you like know anybody who had anything going on, or do you have anybody to collab with that was able to help you get going?
Damn, that's a good question. Fuck, I hope I ain't forgetting nobody right now.
But basically, no.
Nah, I mean, we so small, bro. You know the names that come out of Pittsburgh. Like, it ain't really too many of us. Like Wiz, he been made it. Then you got Wap, you got Mac Miller, you got, who else is it? You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't really, yeah. I don't know. I hope I ain't shitting on nobody right now, but yeah.
Wiz Khalifa don't come around no more? You feel like he doesn't talk about Pittsburgh like he should?
I can't speak. I don't know that nigga, bro.
I know he's like standing outside the bodega just being like, man, fuck Wiz, he ain't come back here in years.
But that's the whole thing. He ain't even from my hood. Like, he's from Hazelwood, right?
I don't know.
I'm from the hill. Like, I don't know nobody who knows him. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He with two different hoods. Like,
once you've been in LA long enough, you're from LA.
I fucks with LA too.
But he gave you guys the fucking anthem.
He put the spotlight on the
anthem.
Yeah. So, like, shout out to Wiz.
Still drive around listening to that song every day?
Hell no. Nah. It's more so. But I still bang WAP, though. I'm always bang WAP.
Right.
I'll probably be 50 years old still. Yeah.
I respect that. Okay. So, did you know a bunch of, like, were there not gangs where you're from, like, that made you feel like it was okay to create the Pittsburgh Crips?
See, I wasn't doing it as a shot. Like, I knew I could fuck around, get killed behind that. But at the same time, I'm doing it. Like, this is my dream. But, like, it wasn't even shitting on the Crips because a lot of the Crips that's from Pittsburgh was fucking with it. Like, you get what I'm saying?
So you did,
like,
know the Crips from there, though? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I lived in a few Crip neighborhoods before. Like, it was like, yeah, it's all love. Like, but I don't know. Yeah, the Crips was sharing it and shit. Like, they definitely fucked with it.
Nobody caught feelings about it?
The niggas who caught feelings about it be like, it be the corniest motherfuckers. It'll be people from other cities. Like, I don't even know. It'll be from some, I don't even know, but it'll be like, something. I wonder what the niggas from Homewood and Hazelwood think about that. But meanwhile, I fucks with the niggas from, you know what I'm saying? They fucks with me.
Right.
So, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But, okay, was that one of the ones that blew up the most?
I'm trying to think. The biggest shit so far, like, I feel like it's still the Where Your Mom At shit. Because, like, that's what everybody come up to me. Like, if I, even now, people I don't know just out, Where Your Mom At? Nigga, say it for me, Where Your Mom At? So, like, I feel like that's the biggest joint.
Do you feel like that was kind of the stuff that's reacted the best, is basically you just like emphasizing characters that we've all kind of like run across?
That's what I be trying to do. Like, and that, I mean, first, for real, I wasn't even trying to, I ain't know everybody was gonna relate to it. Like, I did it more so like, I'm just telling my shit, like what I've been through. Like, so my mom, she was bad as hell in the hood back in the day. You get what I'm saying? Like, my mom's still beautiful, but like, yeah, back in the day, like, all the niggas wanted her, da-da-da-da. So, I mean, you walk into the store, everybody, little Mina, where you going, nigga? Come here, nigga, where your mom at?
Right.
All that shit punching on you, them little hits be hurting and all that. Yeah.
Right. Because I'm, like, laughing my ass off watching that video because it just seems so realistic. But then I'm also thinking, like, I don't really know anybody who ever said anything like that to me. But I can imagine it. It seems like a real stereotype.
Man, I had niggas. The nigga Spoony back in the day, your mother is special, man. Like, just shit like that hits you like, woo, I'm about to.
That's hard to have a hot mom, dude.
Yeah, it is, bro. Like, she was like Halle Berry in the hood. Like, it was, yeah, it was crazy. So that's where a lot of that come from. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, like, a woman being hot, it's like she's just walking around with just this, like, this value to her. It's like a dude having, like, a big-ass chain on, but, you know, you could take the chain. Like, you know, he could not have that chain if his fucking job goes bad or whatever. Right. But then, like, being a beautiful woman, you're just walking around with this precious cargo, and everybody's acting weird as fuck to her because it's a fact. And it's just, I don't know, man. You see it all the time. Like, walking around with your girl, and then you, like, walk away from her for a moment, and then you just see these dudes just start sniffing around. They can just smell it.
Yeah, I feel it.
That's a weird feeling.
I feel it. And especially you, y'all fucking celebs and shit, bro.
It gets like extra weird.
Yeah, I already know, bro. Y'all can't.
I really had dudes, like, come up to me and my girl and just, like, basically be, like, telling me they beat off to my girlfriend.
Ooh. I mean, yeah, that's an awkward joint to hit me with. Because it's, like, a compliment at the same time. You saying she decent. Like, you saying she fine. So, like, yeah, good look. But at the same time, you're also supposed, like, to feel,
I'm going
to
kill you. Yeah, yeah, like, get the fuck away from me. But you see, like, you really get a taste of just how bad people's social skills are. Because that guy probably says things that creepy to girls all the time.
Right.
Every girl he wants to talk to, he just says something, like, equally strange.
But then you ain't going to get no poisson.
You don't think so? How long you been in a relationship?
Shit, I mean, long time, bro. Long time.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Sounds depressing.
I mean, I'm chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah, I keep that shit, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Should I just call you? Does the world know that you're dating a white woman?
Damn, he just called me out. But no, they do. They damn near do, though, because that's the porn and shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's, yeah.
So your fans go back and they have access to the former
niggas
porn
be telling,
archive?
Yeah, no. This matter of fact, put it this way. All right, so I'm in charge of the Pornhub shit. I don't even know if I still got it up. But, like, all right. Like, niggas will be in the joint, like Lou Ratchet or something. Like, they'll be in the Pornhub comments, where your mom at, all that. Like, yeah, so it's like, it's a whole, it all tapped back together type shit.
Yeah? How you feel about the world seeing your meat?
I don't give two fucks, bro. Like, all that's that. Real. I will literally, if it came down to it, if niggas ain't feel no type of way, like not on no weird shit, bro, I'll do comedy butt-ass naked. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, none of that phases me, bro. Hmm. Like, this interview, I could do butt-ass naked. Matter of fact, I see y'all be doing
for
a little
Patreon
joint.
You like that idea?
Yeah, y'all done had girls squirt on it. I already know y'all got
right over there.
Y'all got juices over here.
A man named C-Mac was sitting in your chair eating ass and pussy while a girl was doing a handstand yesterday. That shit is still in the air.
I fucks with it.
He ate rice and cheese off of her ass. I'm still just, I can't get it out of my head.
Wait, how? Wait, what?
She said, $300 and I'll let him eat this food out of my ass. I said, done. She said, y'all going to cash at me? I said, yes.
When you said that, I was picturing, like, you had her shit it out. But, no, you saying that he just ate it off the ass?
I love that idea, too.
Fill her
ass with food? No, but it was more, like, on. Nothing entered the anal cavity, luckily.
I fucks with it.
Yet.
I fucks with it.
But anything's possible.
Yeah, I like how y'all doing that, though.
Right.
I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird feeling, like, oh, I've been doing podcasts for this long. We've been talking about nasty-ass shit for this long. And then finally, after, like, 6 years, somebody ate ass on the podcast. Like, why did that take so long? We should have done that so long ago.
So, wait, you dropping them bitches on YouTube?
Patreon.com/NoJumper. You like that? A little plug in there.
I do. I fucks with it.
Okay, so, like, as your shit has kept getting bigger and bigger, like, what lessons have you learned about the kind of comedy that you want to do? Like, what direction have you gone in and shit?
I mean, I just keep to, like, what I like, you know what I mean? Like, it's basically my own little niche. Like, I just be doing, like, hood comedy. Just something that resonate with me, something that make me laugh type shit. Mm. But it's like, I mean, I'll probably start branching out. You know what I mean? Like, try to do, like, more... I don't know, bro. Damn near forgot the question type of thing.
Just what works and what doesn't work in terms of the content that you've been doing.
I feel like when I try to do something, like, if I try to do something that was trendy, like you was talking about the pranks and all that, it ain't going to work. Like, my peoples don't fuck with that. They see me for something else. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm. They be liking when I do that, like, real personable, like, something real relatable to the hood. Like, or not even just the hood, but, like... Yeah, like, I got my own little niche type joint. But it's
yeah,
like,
they want you to speak on, like, you know, what's really going on in the hoods and in places that don't necessarily have that spotlight, and they want to see you sort of shine light on it in a certain way.
Yeah.
I mean, Drewski is, like, kind of the king of that right now. In just like identifying something that is funny as fuck that we don't talk about. Like when I first seen him like pretending to be the dude who sells drugs outside the gas station in Atlanta who got his lean and he's rolling a blunt saying all this stupid shit. And you see that and you're kind of like, fuck, I know so many rappers that are basically this dude, but I never seen somebody really make fun of it like this well before.
Right, I feel it. He in there. He in there.
Do you look at somebody like him like that's what's possible if this shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I think I gotta show them yeah it means that I ain't no bad person. Like, you get what I'm saying? I feel like that, like, my motherfuckers might think, like, some of this shit is a little too real, but it ain't. It's
really?
Just comedy, bro.
You think, what's too real?
Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I feel like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might be looked at as, like, a street nigga, but I'm not, bro. Like, I'm just a comedian.
You never really been on that? You never checked
into that
life?
I was, kinda, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? I checked the fuck back out once I got shot. You get what I'm saying? I'm check right back out. Like, you see what I'm saying? That easy.
Right. Yeah, a lot of that shit that Drewski be doing, you have to keep like a very clean image in a way.
See, now you telling me that I'm about to cry, bro.
Yeah, but that's a different situation anyway. You don't gotta do all that. But like, just for an example, we took part of his interview and we had a clip and it was titled "Drewski Talks About Cheating His Way Through College." And then when he started to get some corporate deal, he had to kind of hit me up and be like, "Hey, can you like take that specific title down?" And I was like, "Oh, okay." So. Things can get you canceled in terms of doing a Nike deal or whatever.
Damn.
But I mean, realistically, like almost everyone I know is not going to be able to do shit like that because, like, if you're a rapper and you're talking about taking perks all the time it automatically like closes the door on a little bit of stuff, you know?
I never thought of it that way. But yeah, I'm going to just keep putting it out, whatever, you know what I mean, the supporters like, and just keep putting that joint up.
Yeah, because I mean, if you try to clean your shit up preemptively,
right,
they're not gonna.
And if I don't like doing it, like, I don't know, I ain't gonna fuck with it. What's the point of doing it if I don't enjoy it? Like,
you gotta think it's funny.
Yeah, that's how my whole point. And I got it got to be something personal to me too. Like at the end of the day. So.
Mm. But is it tough though? Because it's like the on YouTube. If you want to make good money off YouTube.
Oh yeah, they be definitely demonetizing a lot. Yeah,
oh.
My best joints, bro. A lot of my best joints, I ain't get paid for that. I'm doing that for the peoples. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Really?
Like, and that's yeah.
But you're incentivized to put out a ton of shit, and also for it to be kind of long, because like a lot of your shit is like 30 seconds.
Right.
Because
you
just cram a bunch of jokes into like a short piece of content.
Right.
But on YouTube, it's like, no, make a 10-minute video, and also make a 10-minute video every single day.
Right. I mean, I'll do a little bit of that. I'll get more into that at some point.
Right. Yeah, I did notice that, like, that one you did about the lawyer recently.
Yeah, no, so I can stretch it out a little bit, but that's, yeah, I'm trying to get that money real quick. Like, because I could have just summed it up in a quick 45-minute whatever.
But it's a tough decision to make because, you know, it's like the
I
art.
Like the short joints. I think they're funnier when they're short.
Me too.
Yeah.
100%. But yeah. Like when it's funny and short as fuck, I mean that's gold right there. You on TikTok?
When I was on TikTok, I mean I remade one, but I don't post on there. But like when I was on TikTok, they just kept taking my joints down, so I just gave up.
Really?
And then I see other motherfuckers ripping off my content and posting it, and they blowing up off my shit.
Really?
I don't even know. I just don't know how to use it. So shout out to the little the nigga who made the Lou Ratchet page, like the fake joint. You got that joint booming.
Oh, so they actually take your videos and turn
them. Yeah, and he asked me and all that. And I was like, yeah, go ahead, bro, because I don't know how to work that shit anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
You should repo it now.
I ain't doing that. Because I told that nigga he could do it. And like I said, I don't even, TikTok ain't my thing. Like
a YouTube dude, the dude who does the Soft White Underbelly channel, he was just telling me that there's a whole TikTok full of his shit. And they just, he don't even know how to get it taken down.
Yeah, ain't really much you could do. Like, I don't.
I mean, you probably could. But they are like insanely hard to get in touch with.
Right.
How'd you get shot?
Selling weed. I got shot over $20, basically.
Wow. The bullet cost damn near $20.
Right.
I mean, probably not, but it was, you know.
Looking back at that shit, I was just just dumb shit. Like, and then the week before that, or 2 weeks before that, I got shot at. Like, it was just, my life was going downhill fast. But this is the same time, like, I'm still about to go to college and shit. Matter of fact, put it this way. When I got shot, I had just came back from a little global travel scholarship, bro. I won a scholarship to go to the United Kingdom and live there for a month. I was staying with a host mother and all that, like a British mom. Like, you know what I mean? All that shit. Like, it was cool as fuck, bro. And I come back, and I'm right back to the dumb shit. I told my little counselor, or not counselor, whoever, the group leader on the little trip and shit, I had told him, like, I'm like, bro, I don't want to go back. Like, when I'm in UK or whatever. As soon as I go back, I get shot.
So just being out there and seeing all that shit, it made you feel kind of depressed about your living situation?
Yeah, hell yeah. It's like, I wanted to escape that shit. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of motherfuckers, like, glorified. I'm like, nah, bro, this shit ain't for me. Mm. I'm out here. Yeah, I don't fucks with it. I mean, I fucks with it. Like, I love going back. The vibe, you ain't going to find, like, the vibe of fucking Chauncey or the Hill. Like, you ain't going to find that in too many hoods. Like, just the love up there is crazy. Second to none type shit.
So when you go and, like, just hang out in the projects or whatever, does it feel like you're taking on, like, a big risk at this point? Like, just because you're a little more known, more of a target? Or is it still just fun to you?
I mean, at this point, it might be. But at the same time, it's like, bro, I know these niggas. I grew up with these niggas. Like, it's, I don't know. And I feel like it'd be a bad look on the hood for something to happen to me type shit. You get what I'm saying? Because we already lost. Why? Y'all can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody got to make it out type shit.
I feel you. When you say that you got shot selling weed, like, how the situation go? Somebody try to run off on you or what?
It was the dumbest shit ever, bro. Like, basically, we what's it called? You show a nigga your hand. Like, we told, not we, but, like, words were said, and it's like, all right, we coming back type shit. Because I got robbed without my pistol type shit. Like, I ain't had no gun, so I had to go get it. But, you know what I mean? And next thing you know, like, it was on some shit, like, and then at the same time, hold on, yeah, let me add this. I had some weak-ass guns. I had a little deuce-deuce with the little, like, tape on it. Like, it's like, bro, this motherfucker would shoot one time and then it jam up on my life. Like, so my mans had to use that joint. Like, that was the joint he had. And it was like, I don't know, he would use that motherfucker, though. He would know how to use it. He'd keep, like, practicing that shit, like, and showing me, like, bro, I got it. Like, man, that shit, I ain't playing with that. But then the other joint, little weak ass 32 revolver, like, man, I don't know. We was playing with little toy guns, not toy guns literally, but them joints was weak, bro. We wasn't ready.
Like, seventh generation gun.
Yeah. And one of them was hot, bro. Like, it was just that whole shit was just terrible.
Right.
Dumb shit.
Where'd you get hit?
One was in my nuts, bro. I was leaking from my nuts. I bullshit you not.
Wait, but it went through the sack?
I swear to God. Well, it ain't go. Yeah, like, bro, you know how when you get kicked in the nuts?
Yeah.
Like, you feel that motherfucker in your stomach almost?
Yeah.
Like, that's how it was for me, bro. Like, so first, I got hit. It was like, I don't know. Like, it's like, pow, 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 pow. Like, I got hit three leg joints, one nut joint. But when I felt the leg joints, like, it's like, that shit ain't even hurt because my adrenaline was rushing or whatever. So, like, I'm just like, shit, shit, shit. Like, I feel that I'm getting pushed back. Like, you get what I'm saying? And then yeah, like, I ain't feel it until, like I'm still trying to stand up and all that shit, so I fall down. And then, let's say, like, a minute go past, like, I'm looking around and shit. I just feel that shit in my stomach. I'm like, oh, shit, I got shot in my nuts. Then you see it, like, you see the blood coming. Like, it's like, oh, fuck, I'm leaking. It's like a nigga got a period type shit. Yeah, I was leaking.
Right. So what'd you do? The ambulance came, or you just hop in a car or something to drive to the hospital?
Oh, yeah, nah. So, all right, luckily, there was an older dude. Like, there was a bunch of people there. So, like, luckily, I don't know where dude came from, but there was, I don't know, somebody was helping me. And that shit helped me. Like, I feel like it saved my life because I was losing so much blood, bro. I'm, like, shivering. Like, you get what I'm saying? When you lose so much blood, it's like, you feel like you going out type
shit. And you're,
shit.
Like, 18, 19 at this point?
I was 17.
17.
So, like, yeah, nah, dude just kept saying, breathe, breathe, like shit like that, bro. You don't even think in that situation, you ain't thinking about breathing. Huh. So I'm just, So yeah.
And you went to the hospital and it was just fine? They removed the bullets and no big deal?
I was on crutches and shit, but yeah, I was cool. I mean, and that's a good thing. Like, that tissue and shit down there is regenerative, like, or whatever, so.
On your balls?
Yeah, bro. If you get shot in your nuts, that shit gonna grow back.
But I feel like if they shoot through the actual nut, that's gonna be bad. But the sac.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sac seems like it might regenerate.
I don't know how it went, because they said I'm straight, basically, but, like, I know I felt that shit. It felt like getting kicked in your nuts times 100, 1,000, whatever.
But you haven't had any negative experiences in terms of?
Nah.
Okay.
No. I mean, it was little shit. Like, when I went back to school and shit, there would be little shit. Like, I just feel my shit start leaking. Really? Like, oh, shit, a nigga got a period in class. I got to get the fuck up out of here.
Wow. Yeah. One time I was riding my bike and I smacked myself in the nuts so hard with my bike seat trying to do this trick that I had blood in my jizz for like 3-4 days after that.
On some biker shit.
Yeah.
BMX. Yeah.
That was kind of weird, man. I just kept jerking off because every time I jerked off, there would be less blood.
Ah, bro, you wow.
I'm just being you real. Wow. And you know what was really filthy about that? Is that there was a girl I was fucking with at the time, this crazy-ass porn star, this fucking psychopath. And she was so mad afterwards because she was like, do you know how much I would love to have had your blood come on my face?
Right.
Because I avoided her for a few days when this was going on because I knew we were going to hook up and I didn't want her to realize that also my nuts really hurt during all this.
You should have damn near went for it, bro. You should have gave her the blood.
Vampire nut.
Yeah.
Blast that all over her face. I know. I kind of look back on that like, fuck, I might have missed out on a good opportunity there.
Wildin', bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what one I really liked that really had me like rolling around on the ground laughing last night?
What was that?
When you see your teacher from high school?
Oh, yeah.
After high school?
Yeah, we all got a teacher like that. And nigga, they just kept sleeping you like.
That never occurred to me. Like, maybe culturally I was just coming from a different place, but it never occurred to me of like, oh, I'm gonna like see this teacher down the road and just punk them. Like take out, like they're like the jail warden or some shit where like they've done these injustices
what
to
about
you.
Like the nigga that if a nigga, all right, put it this way, bro, I can't swim and shit, so like the niggas that used to try to make you change for swimming, like nigga, don't put me on the spot like that, like bro,
right.
Like, you get what I'm saying, so you feel some type of way about shit like that.
I mean, teachers would act differently if they knew that they could get hemmed up after the fact, like down the road, you know.
Yeah.
But pretty much all my teachers, when I think about it, were women. Not a handful of dudes, but not a lot.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah, it is mostly, I guess, women in that field type shit.
Do you think you have to be kind of a weirdo to be a dude and want to, like...
I had this convo with somebody before, and I don't know, bro. It just means you got, like, a nurturing side to you as a man type shit.
That's kind of bitch made.
Ooh, I ain't going to say that. Shout out to the man teachers.
It's kind of weird, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. Because, okay, if it was a really well-paid job, then I get it. But it's not.
I will say this. You'll never see a grown-ass man working at a daycare. You'll never.
Didn't you used to work at a daycare?
My bad.
It was more on the like business side, I think.
But he my cousin, though. You know what I mean? He get away with it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just like have seen that on Twitter lately. It was like some conservative, like Republican-type person basically saying, if you're a man and you want to teach kids, then you're a weirdo. And I was like, wow, I never thought about it like that before, but... You might have a little bit of a point. I mean, I think it's pretty noble to want to, like, teach kids.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so give them credit type shit.
But, like, what? You have, like, if you're a male teacher, then you're going to have your girl, like, out, like, selling pussy or stripping or something because somebody got to make some money in this family, right?
Right. Wait, well, you saying teachers don't get paid?
They don't make shit.
That's compared to you, bro. You getting that.
Compared
man,
to a lot of people, bro. When you actually see like what teachers get paid, it's fucking dark, bro. When you consider that responsibility of how important what they're doing is.
Right.
And then like, but also like, you know, you remember from elementary school and shit. I mean, like it's not, it can't be that fun of a job. These kids, we treated our teachers terrible.
Yeah, niggas did anything to the teachers.
Horrible things.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, why you grow your hair back, bro? You was working with the skeezer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks good on you. Look like Montel Jordan.
Oh yeah, that's my man. Now we're gonna talk to Sally.
Yeah. No, but I guess I was just kind of sick of looking like a Nazi skinhead, and like everybody just kept saying I look like, even the people who weren't like, oh, you look like a Nazi. It was like, you look a little aggressive.
But you went like, you voluntarily had a bald head, bro. Like this, I got forced into this life, bro.
Why? The hairline just started receding?
Hell yeah, just running my family, like. I mean,
and that's what motivated you to start making money doing comedy, is like, maybe I can get my Tory Lanez surgery if I just kill it.
Nah, I ain't even getting a surgery, bro. I'm gonna rock out with the baldy.
They haven't invented that shit in Pittsburgh yet.
Huh?
The hair transplant? I don't know. There's probably somebody getting it out there.
Man, I ain't getting that joint.
You gotta go to Beverly Hills.
And my fuckers be saying I need to get my teeth fixed. I ain't doing none of that shit.
Teeth don't look that bad. Yeah, all right.
See, yeah,
I mean, like,
these
ones ride up a little high.
See, no, your shit like is, see, bro, like, motherfuckers, I don't know. Motherfuckers was able to get braces and shit, like, no, I'm not saying me, like, that's my whole point of, like, bro, I came up with, we couldn't get that shit, so now I ain't gonna go get that shit now, bro, like, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, you gotta stay approachable.
See what I'm saying?
Relatable.
Hey.
Fucked up hairline, bad teeth. This is gonna keep you in the, you know.
Here we go.
It's a believable fucking perspective.
Here we go, yeah.
That's your merch right there?
Yeah.
Where your mom's at?
Where your mom at, nigga?
That's just the one that goes crazy. Do you sell a lot of those?
Yeah. Yeah, motherfuckers definitely be copping. I press these bitches myself, too. So it's made with love.
Really? You're making it in the crib or what?
In the crib, yeah. I bought the little machine and I be in there.
Right.
With the little heat press.
What's going on with the pinwheel hat?
Bro, this is good times. I'm bringing joy to the motherfucking no jumper.
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking. That's like,
I wish this bitch would just keep spinning up. I don't like having to do that shit myself.
It brings like a childhood style joy to any situation, right?
And I do it for the young niggas, so go get y'all one.
Right. Get a pinwheel hat. You selling those too?
No. Oh, see, you thinking of good ass ideas and shit. I might need to come out with some pinwheel hats.
Move out to LA and just, you know, start doing business. Selling pinwheel hats.
Yeah.
Easy. What about like the hood movies type shit that you've done on your channel?
Bro, that was the funnest shit. Oh, I'm gonna just say now, I ain't make no money off that shit though.
Really? Why?
Because they ain't fuck with, let's put it this way, the second Consignment Betrayal, like that shit had like bro in there, he was coking crack. You can't put that on YouTube.
Yeah.
So they took that, you know what I mean? They took the money out the first Consignment. They took it out because we had WAPO's song in it and shit. So whoever his people with the who own his shit, they took the money and shit. I don't know, just little shit like that.
Yeah. So
I forget that. There was another joint, First Day Out, the comedy joints, but that shit was fun as hell, bro.
Yeah, it was fun actually making it.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
But is it kind of weird because it feels like your audience, like you've created like a pretty decent sized audience in terms of subscribers, followers, etc. But they want like one thing from you more than anything else, don't you feel? And not your dick or your ball sack regenerated.
Right. Ah! So you saying like the skits and shit?
Yeah, it's like, it's just
kind of... But no, there's niggas, there's definitely niggas, especially Pittsburgh, niggas like, bro, make another consignment. But even that though, like, bro, like when we went into that, it's just all improv. Like, I ain't write shit. We just turned the camera on. All right, bro, y'all ready for this scene? Fuck it, let's get it.
Right.
We just start talking about shit.
Yeah.
There was no fucking storyline involved. We just, fuck it, we need a shooting scene. Let's just, fuck it, somebody start shooting. Shit like that. That's just how somebody. That's just how we was going with it.
Right. Damn.
Shit was fun as hell.
You need somebody, you need like an investor. You need somebody to give you a bag to make some crazy level of content.
Yeah.
Do you feel like if you really had a budget, you'd be able
bro,
to make some crazy shit?
I really
shit?
Do, like on the Ice Cube type shit.
Mm.
I mean, somebody put the money behind him. Fuck with your boy.
Yeah. That's why you gotta move out here, bro, and just start making rich friends. You're gonna find some fucking billionaire and you're gonna just convince him to fund all these ideas.
Yeah, what's up with Jeff Bezos and shit? Elon Musk, what's up with y'all niggas, man?
You're really going to the top of the food chain right there. I don't know if they'd be interested.
Turn
but...
it down. All right.
Are you have you been making like an effort to like get more into, you know, like doing TV or movies or anything like that? Is that something you're real interested in?
I mean, yeah, but at this point, I don't even know how to... I'm trying to get in there. I don't know how to get in there, though. You know what I mean? I just got rough shoulders with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's real. Yeah. I don't know. You have anything else planned? Anything else that we should discuss here?
I mean, I'll definitely probably get into some more rapping and shit.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Old shit like that. I just be fucking around on the beat. I fucks with it. It's fun.
Right. You prefer to, like, do it in more of, like, a comedic way?
Yeah. I don't want niggas to take it too serious. You get what I'm saying? I'm still a comedian at the end of the day. I ain't fucking with none of the big-ass rappers. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas is coming hard. Right. Oh, matter of fact, shout out to Uzi and shit. I wouldn't even be on this motherfucker if it wasn't for him type shit.
Uzi show you love?
Uzi show me major love, bro.
How so?
Fucks with Uzi, bro. I mean, the nigga reached out to me a couple times. Like, I don't know. He a real nigga, bro.
Really?
He a real nigga. I'm telling you that, bro. Like, Uzi official.
He reposted your shit? Or?
Yeah, but like, yeah. I'm going to just leave it. Yeah, Uzi official.
Interesting.
Fucks with me.
For sure.
I reached out to 52 recently.
And he hit you back?
Nah, nigga, he ain't fucking with me.
Man, I'm pretty far in the game. I hit 50 up mad times and he didn't respond either.
Huh?
I even told Tony Yayo, like, yo, tap me in. Didn't do anything.
Damn.
I know.
I just cool. He big money.
Yeah, a little too big. I don't know. Yeah. All right, shit. Anything else that we should establish? Anything else you want to air out? Or?
Nah, I mean, that's about it.
That's about it.
That's about it. Where y'all niggas' moms at, man?
Where your moms at?
My sure. Boy.
Hey, I'm a fan of the content, man, so keep cranking it out. And hopefully we can use this to create some connections. We got to get you in the game, bro.
I appreciate you.
I don't know. We got to find out what Elon Musk, if he's interested in sponsoring some hood films.
Appreciate you.
Tap in.
Elon.
Tesla guy.
Yeah, nigga, I'll drive a Tesla. I'll do all that, bro. I'll promote your shit, bro.
I'll pop a Tesla.
Come on, nigga.
On stream. On live. Let's go. Lou Ratchet. Also, where the name came from? Because you had ratchet on you? Or just you were being ratchet?
It's like a double joint. What's that? A
double entendre.
Entendre.
That's how you read it?
Yeah. But, so like my granddad gave me the name Lou. I ain't know how to say like you and pronounce all that shit back in the day. So, yeah. Took that. I've been Lou since a kid type shit, but then I threw the ratchet on it. My man's who passed away, he gave me that shit, and I just took it and ran with it.
For sure. That's what's up. All right, well, Lou Ratchet, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world on YouTube and Patreon. We got the patrons on the screen right now. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support. Friday, we'll be listening to your music. Sub to my guy, too. Go search Lou Ratchet right now on YouTube. All that. Appreciate you, man.
My man.